With more on that California budget, let's bring in Véronique de Rougy, columnist with Reason Magazine. Véronique, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
The emergency session of the state legislature called into session December the 6th. They've got a budget deficit, $25 billion. It was $19 billion. Now it's $25 billion. I'm asking, does that bring a bailout for California one step closer?
Well, I hope not. They've received a lot of bailouts in the last 2 years. In fact, actually, states get a lot of bailouts and a lot of handouts from the federal government all the time. And yet, they keep on spending and spending and spending.
But they're going to ask for it, aren't they?
They're going to ask for it. It doesn't mean they should get it. You know, I can ask for $1 million every day. It doesn't mean I should get it.
But do you think they will get it?
No, actually, you know, I actually think that the victory, the GOP's victory, actually make it less likely that they will. And I hope they won't, because here is what's wrong with bailing out states. The reason why they're in this mess, and California in particular, is actually the poster child with everything that's wrong with the federal government helping the states, is that instead of fixing their budget problems and cutting spending dramatically as they should, they actually use the money and keep living on the same budget tricks.
If they don't get a bailout, if the feds don't ride to the rescue, and they've got a $25 billion hole, they would have to cut back so severely on absolutely everything as to plunge that state into a depression. They don't want to do that.
You know, at some point, something's going to happen. And let me tell you, we always hear those dramatic statements about if we reduce the spending, the state is going to go into a depression. It's not true. Actually, there are many instances where we've actually cut spending dramatically. And actually, what happened? Countries that have done it and states that have done it have done better. Cutting spending is the only way to go.
Come on, just.
But it doesn't seem that like the citizens of the state want to make any sort of changes. And you see that in the way they voted most recently, right? They don't want to make concessions. They don't want to work with anyone.
Listen, what did they vote for? They voted for a budget that was based, and a fix of the budget that was based on massive amount of gimmicks. $8 billion in federal handout that wasn't sure. $4.5 billion tax revenue that were completely fictitious. Phantom savings. I don't feed my kids with phantom income. And the states, when doing their budget, should actually stop relying on budget tricks. And that's what voters voted on.
Okay, if the crunch time comes, they don't get a bailout, could that precipitate a financial crisis in the municipal bond market, for example?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, there's actually a lot of people shorting municipal bond and assuming basically that a big city is gonna default, and we're not seeing this precipitating the recession. I mean, but it's still, I mean, sure, things will get tough. There's no doubt about this. However, it's not a reason for not doing it. Families in America, when times are tough, they cut down. And they don't just like cut on their visit to Starbucks. They stop going on vacation. They reduce their trips to the mall. It is time. California has tons of things to sell. Prisons, park, you know, they can sell highways. I mean, there's so much to do.
You're really angry, aren't you?
I am very angry, in fact, because, you know, I'm tired of hearing the fact that, you know, we're in this crunch because there's not enough revenue. And when, in fact, when you look at the data, the government in California has been spending almost 7% increase in spending every single year, way above population growth. And income has gone up, tax revenue have gone up, and yet good time, bad time, they've increased spending.
At the end of the day, though, I want you to handicap it. What are the odds that California will get a bailout? I know you don't want them to.
No.
But it's always, what's the odds that they will? I say they will get a bailout. I can see it coming a mile off.
I assume that they will get something for sure, because it's, you know, it would be a radical change in the way the federal government does things. You know, and instead of actually being very fiscally responsible and telling, you know, states, okay, you know, there is such a thing as fiscal federalism, and it's time. You know, you've done mistakes, and it's time you grow up.
Véronique de Rougy, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank
Come
you
back
for having
and
me.
Give us your passion, your fire again, because we like it.
Thank you.
Thank you.